You're listening to Wheelationships.
Just a reminder, next week we're going to do our new teaching, start our new teaching arc, Why Smart People Make Dumb Choices. So hopefully you'll be here for that. Today we're going to finish our... Today we're going to... Because you're going to want to know, you're going to want to know about those smart people. Why they do that? Why do they act like you? Anyway, so next week we'll start that. Why smart people make dumb choices. Today we're going to finish our 2-week look at empathy, and you have handouts on your tables. We talked about last week, and in case you weren't here last week, I just want to, or you don't remember, because I'm like that. So we talked about last week, empathy is the ability to leave your point of view and enter the other person's point of view. It's when you're able to set aside your thoughts, your feelings, your perceptions, your opinions, and enter the thoughts and feelings and perceptions and feelings of the other person. That's empathy. And we ask the question, why? Why is it important? Why would we do it? Well, the answer is connection. We connect, and we connect better. The better we are at empathy, the better we connect. The better we feel known. So last week we talked about the nature of empathy and what it looks like. We talked about the fact that empathy is an involved activity. You really have to get in the head of the other person. And if you're just, because if you just offer advice, you know how it is when somebody just offers advice and they offer quote unquote comfort and they don't really enter your point of view, that it's just kind of, it's really unlikely that there's going to be true empathy there. If you're just, you know, oh, well, you know, I hope it feels better. That's not really empathy. So, I mean, how many times have you had someone try to be sympathetic with you, but they really didn't get you? I mean, they had no clue where you're coming from. They were trying, but they weren't really empathetic. And we also talked about Townsend's four levels of empathy: misunderstanding, repetition, connection, and deepening. So we're going to go on from there. Any questions or comments that you had from last time? Yes, sir.
Have you ever been told as a pastor, you know, maybe you should walk a mile in my
shoes? I stopped counting.
Yeah. Because they don't think you understand.
Exactly. Which is where pastor has a big advantage. It's an advantage I don't want. You know, going through a major accident and almost losing his life and all that. I don't want that advantage. But he has that advantage in ministry where he can say, hey, really? Okay, I know. I know.
many times people, or maybe well-meaning Christians will say, well, maybe you need to check what you do, maybe you're doing something wrong, that's why you're suffering.
Exactly. And that is that empathy? No. I mean, does that make you feel closer to them? No. You know, it's when you have that real empathy. So we're going to go on and look at, as you can see on your handout, we're going to look at some of the objections or problems we have when we try to be empathetic. I mean, because if this were easy, everybody would do it. But as we've been talking about being empathetic and putting aside your point of view, maybe you might have some objections. You know, when you think about being empathetic with somebody, there might be something in you that goes, wait a minute. If there is, if you have those objections, if you have those yeah, but moments, here we go. Let me get this going here first. And I'm going to leave the lights on because I am. Because I choose to. So there we go. Hey, look, sharing. That's what we're doing.
Maybe.
Okay. You ever felt that? You know, you they're talking about all this stuff, and you're seeing something completely different. You're seeing a different reality. But if you go to the reality first, it's not empathy. Now, by the way, it's Proverbs 18:13, and it's in the Living Bible. He gave you some other reference about if you give an answer before you've heard the question, to him it's folly and foolishness. I think that's the Living Bible. The task here is to grasp perception, not reality. What is their experience? And this may have stood in your way of giving empathy because you don't want to put aside your point of view because, why? Because I'm right. Why would I put aside my point of view? My point of view is right. You're wrong. That's not the point. Okay? Comments, questions? I'm going to move on. Because we have other obstacles to deal with. a lot of muttered comments. Yeah.
Can you have be a task-oriented personality and still be skilled in a relationship?
What do you think?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you can. I just as you, yeah, absolutely. I think you can be task-oriented and skilled at relationships. I think you can be task-deficient and relationship-deficient as well. But I think you tend to find in I look at it, and two, when he says you could be task-oriented in particular things, and still be relationally deficient or relationally skilled. I mean, it's in what he says, it's a skill. A lot of this is learnable. You know, some of it is personality driven, where you have certain personality types that are just more relational and more connecting by nature. But for all of this, a lot of this is, you know, even then you have to learn. And I don't know. I'm right there with you, bud. So, all right. Because I'm a task-oriented person that relationally, get out. It's just because I deal with a bunch of morons. All right. Still learning.
Teachable.
Trainable. Yeah.
Is there a book you can mine for that?
Is there a pill you can take? Yeah. So, there are the obstacles. I could ask you, what do you think about that? But just remember, I didn't ask that. Going on, we're going to look at a couple of skills we need to develop. Wait a minute. I got a slide. I keep forgetting to show these. In case you missed the blanks, perception versus reality, fear of losing yourself, task-oriented versus relationship skilled. Want to make sure you get your blanks filled in. Okay. Ready? Go. Okay. So, recall being understood. He gave you the right reference, by the way, Romans 12:15. The basic thing here is that an empathizer knows what empathy feels like. If you're an empathizer, then you know what empathy feels like. And that's, I didn't give you the verse because I think we used it last week, but from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, he comforts us, God comforts us in all our troubles so we can comfort others. And that's why he comforts us, so that we know how to comfort. We understand empathy because we've received empathy. And so that's the point there. We're going to move on. Next skill. So what'd you feel about that? What were you feeling when you were watching that? Really, what were you feeling when you watched that?
Empathy.
Were you feeling empathy? No, what were you feeling?
I found that usually if I have to ask somebody else to get self-justification for something I'm working through, then I'm not correct.
Yeah, yeah. And you find your way to the answer that way. Yeah.
Well, I was listening to last week in this big processing. I'm pretty much the same way. I'm wondering if this is a skill that people, is there anybody that just inherently has this and does it well? Or is this like good communication that really only comes by you through lots and lots of practice,
or I'm looking at it like a bug under a, you know, a scope going, wow, this is fascinating. You know, why don't I do this better?
My purely unscientific, unsurveyed, haven't checked with Larry yet. I think it's like most skills. I think there are people that are closer to it to begin with, but nobody is there mature. I mean, not, part of this is maturity, I think.
Well, I mean, there's something like good manners, courtesy, mm-hmm.
You teach your children, but they don't come in that way. And some kids are closer to that when they start.
Right.
You have more polite kids just by nature, but nobody's perfect there. And sometimes as parents, we kind of, you know, you'll do it my way, whether you like it or not. So we don't all the time model that for our kids as well. Yeah, so.
Do you think that some have more of it than others? It's like common sense.
Yeah.
Common sense you can't teach.
Right? Some start closer than others. Absolutely. Start closer, but not always there. Yeah, Bob. Yes, ma'am.
Body posture is a big thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, body posture. All those nonverbal cues. Nonverbal cues. There they are.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, they're coming in again. Look at that. Nonverbal cues. Okay, video. No, video, really. Okay. You have the verse there, Romans 5:8. It's what God did for us. God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die while we were still sinners, not waiting for us to change. That's empathy. You know, I wish we had time. There's one more video that is about 25 minutes long, and I wasn't going to carve out another Sunday to look at it because it's actually a secular video, so I'll put a link online. You can go watch it sometime. It's a guy talking. It's a magician talking. And this magician who has some beliefs I don't agree with. That's part of the reason I didn't want to show the video. But magician by the name of Jamie or the other. And I'll put the link online. But He was talking. He said, you know what the one skill that every magician needs, the one skill that is by far the most important skill, is empathy. Because when you do empathy well, it's like magic. It's like, you know, and I thought about this. You got this little device here. When Steve Jobs introduced this thing, they kept calling it a magical device. And the reason they did that is because they tried as best they could to manufacture empathy into it. So that when somebody picks this up and uses it, they kind of get it. And it kind of gets how you would normally think of things. And so when we do empathy well, it's almost like, wow, how did you get me like that? Because we've used these skills and we've let God, as he, you know, that's... Because it is supernatural with God. He gets us perfectly well.
You feel drawn to that person.
Yeah. And it's the connection that drives you.